Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It is Nye. What's up? How are y'all doing? July is almost over, literally in like Wednesday. Obviously, it's Monday while you guys are listening to this, and it's actually 1 o'clock in the morning while I'm recording this for you guys, so you're getting it fresh. But I hope all is well. I hope everyone is flourishing. I hope you're living a good life. I hope you're vibing. I hope you are planning your vacations for the next few weeks. If you haven't already taken one in 2023, y'all know I'm telling y'all to travel. I done been doing it. I've been enjoying it. I've been doing it for work. I've been doing it in my personal life. Do it. Book the trip. Anyways, y'all. Thursday, July 27th, we had a tea party. And per usual, we do a tea party recap or anything recap, anything Black Girl Tea that we do. We do a recap after it. And here's the recap. So July 27th, we had the Hill Tea Party. It was our first in-person tea party in Connecticut. As you all know, the last one we did, the trip to Boston, it was amazing. Per usual, the girls popped out. It was myself and my cousin Kayla, who teaches Hill dance classes. And I just want to start by saying, we had a sold-out event, y'all. Sold out within a matter of days. The girls were not playing when it came down to getting their tickets. They got the tickets, they secured the spaces, and they said, I'll be there. And them girls showed up. They showed up ready. So, let me backtrack and talk to you guys about, like, leading up to it. So, obviously, the last one that we did was in August of last year. And women had been hitting me up, like, when's the next one, where will y'all be going, what will we be doing, like, let me know. And I was like, let me get over the first one, like, let me get over this, let me figure this out, and then we could talk about what's gonna be next, then we could talk about, you know, where else we can take this thing. And they were like, all right, we're waiting. And lo and behold, y'all, they were waiting. I kept getting hit up, like, are we waiting until August for the next one? Are we gonna do something in between? Like, what do we got going on? And I felt like I was disappointing y'all by not having anything solid yet. Like, I've been thinking, I've been praying, I've been trying to figure it out. And I was just like, you know what? Something new for the women. And literally the new thing would have been the Hill class. Not only would it be, I hate these cars. I don't understand why it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're driving your loud muffler car, but whatever. I wanted it to be something that was new for me as well. And so I hit up Kayla. I'm like, yo, this is what I'm going to do. And she's like, all right, boom, we're going to do it. And we did it. Per usual, like, I feel like I've never had a situation in my life, pertaining to my career, where I'm like, I want to do this, and I reach out to the person and they drop the ball. So shout out to Kayla. I'm really proud of her for how much she's grown as an instructor, and for making this happen with me. But ticket sales are literally the part of the event process that really gets hectic. You don't want to sell yourself short by not having enough room for people, but you also don't want to overwhelm yourself. So we're like, all right, we're going to do 20 tickets. Whoever comes, comes. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. And we sold them out. During the ticket sales process, like, when people would ask me what I was working on, I would tell them, like, I got this event happening. People were selling tickets and, like, buying the tickets immediately. Within the first few days, people were, like, hitting me up, like, yo, I'm about to cop my ticket. Is there anything that I should be doing? And I'm like, nah, just cop the ticket. And really, I wasn't paying, like, neither of us were paying attention to the ticket sales like that. It was more so like, let's talk it up. Let's market ourselves properly. And whoever buys the ticket, buy the ticket. And literally, that's what happened. If you chop it up down to the amount of time that it took for us to sell those tickets out, it was like 3-4 days. But it was mainly like just, I think the very first time I looked at the tickets, we had like 15 tickets. And then someone who had purchased the ticket, who purchased 5 tickets, were like, hey, I purchased those 5 tickets for you to raffle them off. And I had people like, hey, I want a ticket. I'd be like, all right, I have a free one. And they'd be like, nah, but I want to pay. So it was such a cool event and such a cool night. So we get there. Me and Kayla set up, and we had 2 people who were there early, and it was kind of one of those nerve-wracking things, like, what if we're not doing it right? Like, what if they're turned off by something? But they ended up walking in, like, what do you need us to do? We could help. We could set something up. We could figure it out. We can clean up if that's what you want us to do. Where do you want these tables? What do you want? And it was just amazing to just watch all this play out the way that it did. Obviously, there was the curriculum aspect of it, which was, like, my part of the tea party. And then there was Kayla's part, which was the dancing. And I'll reflect on my part. So the topic for the night was bringing sexy back. And it was mainly to talk to women about feeling like themselves again. And I realized the women that I speak to on the day-to-day is always, like, I want to feel sexy. I've been trying to figure out how to be sexy. Like, da da da. Like, and I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, what does sexy mean to you? For some people, sexy is putting on a cute little slip dress that has a split up the thigh and some heels. For some people, sexy is just being confident in who they are and knowing that they can command the room. Like, so I wanted to get these women in the room and, like, just talk about that. And, you know, it started off with just, like, you know, what does sexy mean to you? What does that look like? How does that feel? What do you do when you're feeling sexy? And we had one woman say, like, when my hair is done, I feel like the bomb. When my lip gloss is on point, when the perfume is perfuming, when the lip gloss is lip glossing, like, they were just throwing things out at us. And it was amazing. And I have one of those memories where I could remember who's saying what in the process and just really be intimate with people. And really, I have a way with words, and I have a way of connecting with people that just really make those moments really pure and really satisfactory. And we're all just going around and, like, talking and sharing, and I start asking more questions, and they start digging deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the thing about this particular tea party is that typically it's only Black women in the room, but we had two of my friends, well, one of my friends, and then one of my mom's coworkers, they came and participated, and they were white women. And I know for Black women, sometimes it's a little bit hard to sit in a space and really talk about who you are as a Black woman when there's white women around. But those white women that were there did not at all shit on us. They made sure to explain what it meant for them to be in a room with Black women. One of the women, her line of work, she makes sure that she dedicates a lot of her passion to figuring out ways to help better Black women and their health. And not just women, but Black people and their mental health and their physical health and all that type of stuff. So to hear her expound on that, for me, made me gravitate toward her with what she does in her profession. And y'all know I don't say people's names, so I'm not going to do that. But yeah, it was like the perfect crowd of women. We had some girls that were younger than us. I am 26, as you know, but I believe one of the women said that she was 23. I believe she said she was 23, or either 23 or turning 23, whatever the case may be. She was young. Younger, I'll say that. And then I believe the oldest woman that was there, so she was like in her 50s, if I'm not mistaken. I don't really remember the ages that people were giving me, but it was a large demographic where we were able to tie certain things into, like, this is a generational thing within the Black community that we need to be able to stop this. To hear the older women stop the younger women in their tracks and correct them when we were speaking, and they didn't do it in a disrespectful way. It was really from a loving auntie type of way that I absolutely loved. And then for the younger women to teach the older women, like, what some of the slang terms that we use, what that meant, and some of the other things, like just being able to talk to us. I have 2 favorite parts that I'll share with you guys about the curriculum aspect of the tea party. So my favorite part is when I was asking the women, like, what their favorite songs were that would help them, you know, that helped with their confidence and that helped them feel sexy. And a lot of the women that had songs They were like, oh, this, that song. And people were like, oh, I don't really know. But then you seen them like pulling their phones out to write the song down and listen to it later. That was really cool for me. I'll say this, Kayla threw it back. I asked them like, what's a song that makes you feel sexy? And Kayla said Sexual Healing. And y'all know that's my cousin, because y'all know that's one of my favorite songs. But that little tidbit of like just throwing out what they liked, and it kind of like, in a sense of it, it showed some of the people's age, but it was a moment for like, I seen the older women writing down some of the songs that we put on the list, and I seen the younger women like, I ain't never heard that song before, and when they would sing it, they'd be like, oh, my mom used to listen to that song. So it was like one of those things, like it came back around full circle. As the night went on, you know, still asking questions, still having that good discussion time with each other. But to wrap up the discussion, I had all of the women break off into groups, and I had them look in the mirror. And while they were looking in the mirror, I wanted them to acknowledge who they were right now, what they see right now, what is that now phase that they're in, and really just like acknowledge who you are right now, like in that very moment, acknowledge it. And then I turned off the lights, and when the lights were off, you had to reflect on a time where you didn't feel like yourself, where you didn't feel heard, where you didn't feel seen, where you didn't feel confident, where you didn't feel sexy, where you didn't feel like yourself, that darkest moment that you shared. And in that moment of me saying that to the women, I felt the energy in the room shift. And I knew it was gonna happen if they really, and I, like, people don't pay to go places like that to not truly participate. And I had a woman say to me, why did you only charge $10? And I was like, because that's what we charge. But in that moment, I felt the room like shift, like everyone's energy. And it was good energy the entire time. And it's not to say that the energy went negative, but I could feel the women really reflecting on those moments. And I had turned the light back on, and I'm like, empower the woman that you see now. Think about that dark time and then empower yourself for who you are now. And take a look at that and think about, you know, the journey that it took for you to get there. Think about all of that. And I then turned the lights back on, and they empowered themselves. And then I had them look at the women next to them that they were grouped with and empower each other. Some of the women burst out into tears. Some of the women were just staring at themselves still. And then I had a couple of them go around and share how they were feeling. Some of the women said they felt sad because of that place that they had to think about being. Some women said they felt proud of themselves. And like that moment for them was just a real moment for them to really reflect on it. And I realized a lot of times when we do reflect on those negative places that we have been, it's because we feel ourselves slipping back into a place of that. So I wanted them to identify where you are now and think about that worst point for you and realize how far you've come and how much you have to be proud of, especially like just be proud of yourself. So those are my two favorite parts of it. After I did my little thing, I talked to them about one of my down places, and I'll share my down place with you. When I was in middle school, my mom had me go to a charter school that really just had me looking like everyone else. They wanted me to be this militant person. And don't get me wrong, I'm all here for structure, but I just looked like everyone else. I had to act a certain type of way. And not to say that it's not who I am today, but it just was not conducive for what I had seen for my life. And I started to rebel. I started to act crazy and do things I needed to do. But it really just made a difference in who I was in a negative way. And as I went to high school, I still continued to rebel and continued to be this wild person that's not really who I was. Don't get me wrong, I'm hype all the time. When you guys hear me talking on a podcast, I may seem calm, but y'all know I'm hype. I got the energy. But for me, it was really just a moment of like, that's the truth of it. I hope you didn't think that the episode stopped right there. Thanks for listening to the Black Girl Tea Podcast. Let's get back into it. And that was the night of people just sharing their raw truth about who they are, people sharing their goals,
And for me, it was really impactful to just be able to share that with those women, to create this space for them. After we had the discussion piece, we had amazing dinner. And you know, we had to put on our line dancing music to get everybody comfortable with dancing around each other. Kayla did some stretches and she got the women ready to move their bodies. By that point in time, y'all, I was so, like, I don't want to say overwhelmed. The proper thing to say is, like, I was full. Like, I had taken in a lot. I needed to just, like, step away for a second and really just digest it while I was in the moment. So I took a quick walk, went outside to get some fresh air. When I came back, like, everyone was just, like, so happy and the energy was just so light and free, and it just felt really, really good to just be in that moment. After all of that, we went to Grill 2 for dinner, and of course my Rasa pasta was slapping. Of course I got my broccoli, and I had a rum punch, and we were able to celebrate some more there. The music was the music was right where we needed to be. Shout out to Chromatic and his team. It was amazing. It was really good to, like, have that moment where we were able to debrief from everything afterwards. All of the women there were still uplifting me, like, you did such a good job. Like, I loved watching you. It was so amazing. And that meant the world to me. I have women messaging me from that event, and they were just like, when's the next one? Let me know so I can take the day off. I'm planning it. I promise you I'm planning it. Just give me some time. I do have a job that I have to focus on as well. I do have to focus on my mental health. Then the next morning, I'm waking up to a bunch of tagged posts, a bunch of text messages, people just uplifting us. One of the girls that attended, her mom reached out to me, and her mom was like, I don't know what you did. I don't know what you said. I don't know who was there, but thank you, because my daughter needed that, and she came home and she just has a new mindset, and she's out of this funk that she's been in. And I don't know what you guys did, but thank you so much for, like, doing it. And I was just like, it was literally like every woman that was in that room. There was not one person that was there that night that was closed off. Obviously some people shared more than others, but, like, to have that space meant everything to those women, and it means everything to me. For those of you who tune in every week and listen to everything that I have to say, listen to other people's stories, and just listening to me. Sometimes I go on and on and on in episodes. Sometimes I'm drilling you guys on the same topic week after week, because I really just want you to get it. And this past Thursday meant the world to me. And it's crazy because, for those of you who don't know, the first tea party was something that was also done and kind of like on a whim. Like, we were like, we want to do this, we're going to do it. And it came out great. We were on that Zoom tea party for like 4 or 5 hours. And like, me and Shay were just so full. And after that, each week, well, each month when we would do it, we were so full when we walked away. When we went to Boston, we were full. That was a great experience. And last Thursday, Thursday just passed, like, it's just been amazing. And I'm glad and happy to see that these events are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I know that, like, we went from having like 15, 20 people on Zoom to having a group of 5 women in Boston to having 20 people in the studio. Like, it's just amazing. And I'm so happy to see the things that God is doing in my life and with this platform. I'm so happy to see that I'm able to impact people and that I'm helping them, you know, try new things. For a lot of people, they've never taken a class like that. So, one, shout out to Kayla for being an amazing partner in this, for being able to do things. It's not easy being able to shift your business to help someone with a focus, with a plan, when you're collabing with them. And she did it. It was amazing. I don't even know how she did it, how she was able to get them involved in that manner. But she did it. She did an amazing job. Shout out to iDream Experience for letting us use his space. I'm going to have to link him, get some dates in, throw some things on his calendar, because just how humble he was in the experience and how supportive he was with it. Not just because it was something that was happening in the space that he owns, but just like seeing that true support from a Black man is everything that was needed. And I wanted to make sure, one other thing that I did that night was make sure that I honored him and, like, gave him a shout out. I gave him a journal and let him know, like, yo, you got, these are the homies. So if the homies is here for you, you got them whenever you need them. But it was just, it was a great night. And I know that you guys are looking forward to another one. I'm planning another one. I'm looking forward for another one. Next one may be a little bit bigger. I'm gonna try. We're gonna figure it out. But it's amazing to just be able to do things and to see that these are women from different walks of life that have noticed me in different aspects of things, who didn't notice me and who don't know who I was, that was just like, I seen the flyer and I wanted to do it, so I'm here. I'm just forever grateful for how God is moving in my life. I'm very grateful for that. I can't, like I said, thank you, Kayla, for everything that you've done to make this happen. Ralph from I Dream Experience, thank you. Alicia, amazing photographer, videographer, that's the homie. If y'all have not booked with Alicia already, please go on that website and book her. She does amazing with anything that she does, but when it comes to the content with Black Girl Tea, like, just how supportive she is with me and always bringing me fresh ideas with like the in the photography aspect of it and the videography aspect of it, I really appreciate that. That helps us reach another demographic of people that the podcast may not necessarily reach and that the Instagram may not necessarily reach. So Alicia, I thank you for that. The young man that was there, Mac, his photography and videography, big shout out to you for doing what you're doing and thank you for being there. Shout out to Grill 2 and Thelma's for the food, appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Grill 2 team for hosting this afterwards. Shout out to Chef Omar because he was about to close the kitchen because we was taking that long, but we got there, he fed us and he made sure that we were good. And last but certainly not least, I want to thank everyone who purchased the ticket, who shared the flyer, who you know, are just 100% all hands on deck when it comes to Black Grill Tea. This is my baby, and to see it really flourishing and being able to impact people's day-to-day lives, it really means so much to me. I'm so happy with the connections that I've made and the people who are by my side with everything. Even though y'all did not see Shay there physically, shout out to Shay for everything that she does behind the scenes. I know for some of you it's like, where's Shay? She's here. Y'all hear her episodes, y'all pray for her as she is taking on her little part-time, her temporary new life in Mexico City. But I just want to thank you guys for everything that you've all done to get me to the place that I am today. And more importantly, I would like to thank God for everything that he's done in my life, for the favor that he has on my life, the networks, the connections, the doors that he's opened, the doors that he's closed, the rooms that he puts me in. I would not be able to do anything that I do in my life if it wasn't for him, his mercies, and just the favor that he has on my life. But that's my recap. I had an amazing time. I'm still in awe of everything. You probably are seeing me post still about it. But I appreciate everything that everyone does. I am very grateful and appreciative of the support. For the people who've known me for a while, who people who just met me, and the people who are like, we don't even know who you are, but we're there. You're consistent with your content. I appreciate those for noticing. I'm consistent with my content. I'm consistent with the episodes. I'm very personable. You love how I come in the room. I appreciate everybody noticing those things. Like any business and entrepreneur and any journey and project that you're working on, sometimes you get so dedicated to it, and it's just sometimes like, you're just ready to throw in the towel. But I promise y'all, I'm not throwing in the towel. I will continue to keep my faith in God and just pray and ask him to order my steps so that I don't give up on this thing. And I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it. This isn't a job for me. This isn't like an extra, like, I do get paid for doing it. I do get things out of this, but it's a passion of mine. I really want to see Black people and Black women and Black men living these amazing lives without having to, you know, walk on eggshells and be worried about what's going to happen to them for living out their truth and people not accepting their truth. And yeah, one piece of advice I'll give you guys, because this was what was said to me at the end of the tea party, is no matter who's not listening to you, continue to use your voice, because there's someone who's listening and you just don't recognize it. And I want you all to take that piece of advice that someone gave to me and apply it to your life. I knew that we would sell out because I just know. I was not giving up on ticket sales until that shit said sold out. But to know that I sold out and I was able to impact women, and it wasn't just about getting the money from the tickets being sold out, was really what I wanted to do. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives, and I am 100% proud of myself for doing that. And of course, thankful for God for allowing me to move in the manner in which I did. I love y'all, and I will chop it up with y'all next week. Bye.